Welcome to the very first All the Best podcast brought to you from the beautiful city of Berlin. I have been thinking about podcasts for quite a while now, and quite honestly, I haven't been really certain as to how I want to incorporate them into the blog. And I guess like anything in life, you put it aside, you get busy, you get sidetracked, and you don't always come back to it. But I've had a chance over the past few days to spend time with fellow blogger Tama Haynes, also known as the Antiques Diva, and we've had a chance to talk about blogs and blogging quite a bit. And she asked me over dinner the other night how it was that I started my blog and what did I see my blog doing in the future and where would I like to take it. And it was a really fun conversation, and it was interesting because I think like a lot of things in life, when you do something every day, sometimes you become a bit complacent. And I had mentioned to her this idea of incorporating podcasts into my blog. And I said to her, what I'd really like to do is I would like to use them as a way to support the profiles that I do. And so we talked about this at great lengths, and I decided to go ahead and just give this a go and try it while I was here in Berlin. And I thought just before I begin these podcasts, I would tell you just a little bit about the blog, the profiles that I do, how I got started, and where I'd like to go with this. Some of you who've been reading my blog for a while now will know these stories, and for those who do, I'll share them with you briefly. I won't make it long, but just to let you know where I've come from and where I'd like to go. I started my blog almost 3 years ago, and I started it right after moving to Scotland. And I started it, I guess, for two reasons. I was one night on the internet, and somehow I came across Style Court, and I was absolutely hooked. I had never seen a blog quite like it, and I felt like I had met a kindred spirit. And it wasn't long before I found Jennifer at the Pika Chic and Anna at Absolutely Beautiful Things. And I thought this was the greatest thing I had ever seen, and I needed to have a blog. And for me, it was two things. One, it was a chance to connect with like-minded individuals, which I still think is probably one of the best things about blogging. And it was also a chance for me to start recording all of my findings and my photos online. Because when we moved to Scotland, I brought boxes and boxes of materials, magazine articles, clippings, newspaper articles, books, you name it. I had collected things that you cannot even imagine over the years. And it's always been my habit to amass as much material as possible. The problem is when you live in a flat, you have absolutely zero closet space. There's a reason we have to have wardrobes, and it's not because I just wanted them. We absolutely had no closets in the bedroom. And I realized that if I didn't start recording all of my findings online, that we were going to be living in a mountain of books and magazines, or we had to move. And that wasn't an option, so I started recording everything through my blog. And it was really, more than anything, it was a hobby. It was a really fun hobby. I was a hobbyist. And I did it off and on for about 6 months without really any degree of regularity. I'd go away for a while and I'd come back to it because there really wasn't a focus other than it was just a fun place to connect with people. But in June of 2007, I think at that time I maybe had, maybe 100 visitors a day, if that, and I was thrilled to death for every single one as I am now. And one day I woke up and I had over 2,000 visitors to my blog, and I thought it was a mistake. I just thought there's absolutely no way that I have this many people coming to my blog. It must be a glitch with the stat counter. So I went and I looked to see where all the visitors were coming from, and I traced the link back to the Domino website. And I found out that Rita Koenig had posted about my blog in a blog post that she did for Domino. I was over the moon. I was completely surprised and flattered and couldn't believe that she had mentioned me. So I sent her an email to thank her for mentioning my blog, and I asked her if she would do just a very simple, easy interview with me for the blog. So I sent her some fun questions, and she sent them back, and it was a really great connection to make, and it went over really well with readers. And I emailed her again to thank her for doing it, and she suggested that I would get in touch with Ruthie Summers, which I would love to get in touch with Ruthie Summers, I said to her, but I had no idea how to do that. So she put me in touch with Ruthie, and I did a profile with Ruthie, and she introduced me to Nathan Turner. And I guess, as they say, the rest is history. And that was really the beginning of how I got started doing profiles on my blog. But the one thing I learned very, very quickly, and I guess I've always known about myself, is that I'm fascinated by stories and by people. And I love to hear how people got started and what inspires them, what makes them tick. It's so fascinating to me to learn about the name behind the brand or the photo behind the name behind the photo or the image behind the magazine articles. And as soon as I started doing this, I knew this is what I wanted to do. And the thing that I've learned very early on is that most everyone that I've met, hands down, have been really, really nice, genuinely nice, down-to-earth people. And the one thing that's been an amazing thing for me over the past 3 years is the opportunity to travel and to meet people. And it's one thing to read an interview with someone, but it's quite another thing to hear the conversation. And I think what I'd like to do with these podcasts is in some way let you all be party to the conversations that I have with people and let you hear the voices and hear the stories so that it complements the profile and it's not just the written word, but it's also hearing the stories. And that's what I'd like to do with these. Now, I'm sure like anything, it'll change over time and hopefully it'll get better over time. But I would love to hear from you. I'd love to hear what it is that you are interested in hearing on the blog, what you're interested in reading on the blog. Who would you like to hear from? What do you think we could do to make this exciting and to make it better? And as always, I welcome your thoughts and your comments and your feedback. You can either leave them as comments on the blog or you can send them to me via email. Tomorrow, I am going to meet up again with the Antiques Diva, Tama, and we are going to do our very first live conversational podcast for you. So I look forward to bringing that to you tomorrow. In the meantime, feel free to be in touch and let me know what you think. Have a great day. All the best.